Hi, this is Fast Domino, reminding you to keep tuned to WMUC, the swinging radio voice of the University of Maryland.
WMUC-FM College Park, the favorite radio station of the engineer, 10 watts of pure power.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed.
Well, it's official. We already knew that factory farming techniques wreak havoc on the environment and the Chesapeake Bay. Now, a report in the New England Journal of Medicine has shown that there are perils for humans directly as well. Recently, a 12-year-old Nebraska boy fell ill with salmonella poisoning. However, treatment with conventional antibiotics proved ineffective. Researchers determined that the boy had previously been exposed to a similar antibiotic that was being given to cattle on the farm where he lived. This exposure rendered his treatment ineffective and illustrates another reason why factory farming is threatening both the environment and the public health.
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club. For more information, call
012-777-1111.
Gail loves me. Loves me, will adore your door. Loves me, will adore your door. Dun 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 dun. Gail loves me. Gail loves me.
silver says it feels just fine, and the view is surely worth the climb. As light begins to fill his eyes, he fades into nothing.
Yeah. guide the roads as they bend. As they bend to their dead end.
All I know to do is hit. Hi, I'm Jeff Krulik, and I am in the record library of WMUC having a tremendous flashback. You're not on any 88.1 anymore. You're on 90.5.
Thank you. Hi, dear, I'm just here from outside. I've been out all alone in the cold night and in the shopping center at midnight. I've been out all by myself in the moonlight, so I'm cold, but I can dance. I say, dance with me. Well, hi, I just got back from Europe. I learned a lot. I used to dance in all those cities. Your life seems dull in the dorm. I'm excited, and you're just safe and warm. So you're warm. I'm cold, but I say, dance with me. And when you dance with me, look at me and smile. I hope you'll smile. Because your face says sex when you smile, dear. It's written in huge suburban letters, and the letters say tenderness. It all says sex. And dance with me. Oh, because now, dear, don't you love the sea? Don't you love the idea of city romance? You're my modern, suburban, pretty. I say, dance with me. Oh, hi, dear, I'm in from outside, just like the barnyard. I've been shopping around outside in the midnight moonlight. Your life seems to me dull in the dorm here. I'm excited, and you're just safe and warm. You're warm. I'm I say, dance with me, all right.
Thank you. Oh, I'm Mike Boschetti, also known as President Jimbo from Smiling Friends, and you're listening to 90.5 FM College Park Radio. You guys rock!
WMUC!
Thank you.
start a new life. With my valuable hunting knife, she will shine like a new girl. And I want to shout out my love to the world. Hit it! Everything I think about, everything I talk about, you don't know.
generation of critics and no painters to be found. Where have all the storytellers gone? Just when did I become so eaten up by moss and covered in the cloak of popularity? And I lose my voice in between the echoes of self-serving prophecy. A captain without a ship, a chief without a tribe, a raging megalomaniac who only speaks to hear his cheeks slap together and worship the sound of his own voice. I'm at full cry. Hollow cut cave inside the wood. The frigid winds push through the cowardly trees. Without dispute, paper thin garments. Pray for summer days. The rain and wind are so strong outside my window, and winter's always searching for me. I hear his cheeks slap together and worship his own voice. I'm so tired of the demands of this world, her nagging voice, the songs she sings, the songs that she desires. She cries out in the heat of her passions, her legs spread and ready for a stranger. A captain without a ship, a chief without a tribe, a raging megalomaniac who only speaks to hear his cheeks slap together and worship the sound of his own voice. I dare not take another drink until it's gone. Just when did I become so eaten up by moss and covered in a cloak of popularity? When did I lose my voice in between the echoes of self-serving prophecy?